Hey, it's your host Brittany, and welcome to the Mom Sweat Sanity podcast, where we talk all things life, health, fitness, kids, relationships, you name it, nothing is off the table. A little bit of just me and a whole lot of knowledgeable guests. So throw on your Lulus to run or to mom, grab yourself a cup of coffee or a glass of wine, and join us as we unpack life's pressing topics and learn a little bit more of the who, what, whys of it all. Or at the very least, get real, share some wisdom, and grab practical tips to help in our daily lives. Hey everyone, thanks so much for tuning in today. For some reason, some birthdays, some numbers feel more significant. And 40 was definitely one of those numbers for me. I feel like ever since I was a kid, I thought 40 was so old. How little did I know now? Today marks also my 40th podcast, and so I thought it'd be fitting to have this mark my 40th year. So as I approached 40 this past year, I was determined to make new memories surrounded with family and friends. I took some trips, crossed some finish lines, pushed outside of my comfort zone, and totally leveled myself up. In November, I turned 40, and ironically, it's just another day, right? I actually celebrated my 40th in Calgary with my husband Ryan and our girls, watching our son do what he loves to do, play hockey. It was the perfect end to a wonderful fall filled with celebrations. Ryan and I returned to Paris after 18 years. This was what I really wanted for my birthday. Memory together in a place that holds so much significance for us. And of course, just an excuse to get back to Europe because it has been way too long. Paris definitely still has my heart. A month later, I got to hop on a plane with a whole bunch of my girlfriends for a bucket list trip to Nashville. This was a conversation that we had like so many years ago, a few of us girls, and there was a couple of them that took the lead on this and made it happen for my 40th, and we went down there for an extended long weekend in Nashville, and honestly, it was just what the soul needed. Girls' weekends, we don't really ever hop a plane to do them. Yeah, we make them happen in town as often as we can, which is never enough. Mom life, everything else, life. But it was just what the heart needed for sure. Oh, holy, I feel so grateful and have so much gratitude and love for everything that we were able to make happen this year. It doesn't go without a lot of stress and ups and downs and navigation to be able to take those times and make them actually happen. I know that so much of life, because we follow so much of people's lives, quote unquote lives, on social media, that it always appears as such a highlight reel, and reality check, it's not. I just want to say this because I just want to ensure that, yeah, I'm super grateful for everything that I have and have been able to do, but that hasn't come with a lot of shit also. We all have shit. We all go through things. We all have ups and downs at some period of our lives. Those ups are higher and downs are lower, and there's no such thing as comparison game. Everyone goes through things, and if we can just hold space and grace, I just feel like we will all come out better. I got trapped in a lot of expectation this past year. A lot of people putting expectations on me as to what I should be doing, what I should be saying, what I shouldn't be saying. And with a lot of self-development that I have been doing over the past few years, a lot of self-love has happened. And with this expectation that was coming on to me externally, I was actually very proud of how I was able to deal with it. I was able literally just to say, fuck it. I don't need that in my life. I am proud of the person that I am. And if you don't like who I am, then that's on you. And again, I think that this came from a lot of self-growth, self-development over the past years, over the past 40 years to get to where I am today, and having more confidence and more ability to stand up for myself and speak my truth. And, I just kind of find it sad when people actually want to put expectations onto someone else that isn't you. It's been a really interesting evolution, but maybe you're evaluating your friendships and relationships. Maybe you see that there is a reason and a season for some of those relationships, and it is time to move forward. You know, they tell us that we're most like the top 5 to 7 people that we surround our most, you know, most of our time with, spend most of our time with, and just be aware of that and make sure that your core around you is protecting your inner core, your soul, protecting it, motivating it, pushing you, loving you, caring for you. So many things matter. I've really just been evaluating my relationships, and every relationship has a reason or a meaning in our life. And we just have to be open about that. And really, I really have been just digging through and digging into who I am and how I love myself and what really truly matters to me deep in my core. And I'm not bothered by expectations that other people place on me that truly aren't my reality. So why am I trying to be somebody that's not me for somebody else? So I've recognized that those relationships no longer serve purpose or place, and I need to close some chapters. And to be totally honest, I don't think that I would have been so comfortable and confident in this phase of life a few years ago. This has taken age, growth, to get here. But I am fully confident in what I want and in the people that I surround myself with, and truly do feel so blessed and lucky for the people in my life that I love on and I feel love back from. So anyways, one big learning lesson as I came through 40 and how I was able to actually approach something that I know I wouldn't have been as graceful to do in past years. Again, 40 is just another number. And as much as we hear it, age is only relative to how old you feel. I have so much life ahead of me, and I know I'm so excited to get after it. I've continued to grow myself with personal development. This year, launched a few new accountability groups, signed up for more races, crossed some more finish lines, and I am getting comfortable at being uncomfortable. My slogan this year was not just a word choice. My slogan is comfortably uncomfortable. This is pushing me beyond my comfort zone to lean in and learn more. This personal growth is so important to me, and I'm so excited for what the future holds under this whole umbrella. Every time I push just that little bit more, it's just like, it's just, I don't know, an exhilarating feeling. And if you know what I'm talking about, I know that you know that feeling too. So here I am now, 40. Sure, I always have goals and dreams to pursue, never given those up. But the difference now is that I have so much more life experience behind me and still so much to learn, that I am so ready to take on what I know is in my heart and gives me so much passion and drive. I'm always up for a good race or an athletic endeavor, a girl's weekend, a family vacation. And this past weekend, by the time you're going to be listening to this, I will have had a 3-day epic trail running race in Moab, Utah. I will definitely be having more conversation on this one, Sue. So I'm super, super stoked about the future. And now for what I'm leaning into and super excited is for the launch of my new coaching business. Since COVID 2020, I've been following my heart and leading several accountability groups while coaching one-on-one little bits here on the side, following this passion and enjoying every minute of it and learning so much as I go and growing so much. And I'm certain that this is where I am meant to be. I was sitting with Ryan the other night and we were talking about what I've been working on with my coach. And I think my reason why that's really now propelling me into living this purpose for me is to show my kids that if you want something, you have to get after it. That anything is possible and within your reach. If you have that determination, that passion, you have that will, you will get there. Currently, we're filling out surveys for my son Kai on his hockey journey. And some of them ask him, outside of hockey, outside of sport, who would your role model be? And as much as I'm not angry about his answer, absolutely not. Obviously, it would be his dad. And he does. He answers his dad, Ryan, my husband. And this is exactly where I really want my kids to see me for all that I am, and actually to have a bit of a hesitation when they have questions like these come up in their life. To actually have to think about it for a minute. I know how much I have done and how much I do and how much I love on my kids. I'm not looking for that self-validation, but I guess in a way I'm looking for something from my children, that says, like, you're a fucking rock star, mom. We're so proud of you. You know, you're not just a taxi driver. But to show them that I can be everything that I am and still be everything that I need to be for me. And I don't want them to ever live with regret. I don't want them to ever fear failure, because in failure, that's where we learn and we level up. And I want them to see how hard I am prepared to work for something that I truly believe I am great at. So there's so much more why, as my kids age and get older, to have me continually want to level myself up and show them that I am fucking awesome. And yeah, I'm their mom, but I'm also Brittany. I also get after what I want. And I know they see that when I do things athletically. Absolutely. They've grown up around that. And I think that that's also why being accountable to things, being accountable to sport, showing our kids, leading by example is so important. But also to never dim your own fire and to get after what is important to you, what is in your gut. So now, as I promise to continually get comfortably uncomfortable, I continue to grow and push limits and boundaries. I am here to help you define your goals. If you're ready to get crystal clear on your tangible goals, I'm your girl. I will help you create attainable action steps with unwavering accountability to ensure you hit growth and achieve your goals. Together, we will figure out what is truly important and eliminate the feelings of overwhelm along the way. Together, we will get you in alignment with your goals and your values. If you're ready to take you to your next level, I'm here for it. I'm here for you. Please reach out to me. Email, Instagram at MomSweatSanity. Let's go. So thank you for listening. I am now 40. I'm in my 40s and I am continually ready to get comfortably uncomfortable. If you want to throw something at me, if you want to go for a run, go for a coffee, chat on a podcast, level yourself up, I am here to be your accountability coach to determine what you need and how we can get there too. Thank you so much for listening today. Tune in next week. I have an amazing guest and I can't wait for you to listen in. Hey everyone, thank you so much for tuning in today. As a mom of three, an endurance sport junkie, and an accountability coach, I get what overwhelm and feelings of high expectation can feel like. By getting crystal clear on tangible goals, I will work with you to create personalized action steps with unwavering accountability to ensure you hit your goals. If this sounds like something you're interested in, reach out to me at MomSweatSanity on Instagram or MomSweatSanity.com for your free exploration call. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed today's episode, please be sure to share it. See you next week. You can find me on Instagram at MomSweatSanity.